What is your age?
84.
What is today's date?
Today's date, November 23rd.
I think it's 24th. I don't know. Who are you speaking with?
Cindy Fuchs.
What Cindy is your Fuchs. What is your relationship?
My niece.
What city are and state are you in? So tell us about your experience in the Korean War.
My experience?
Yeah.
At the time I was there, it was peaceful and it was exciting. It was nice. Being in the service, they tell you what to do and you do it, and it's a good experience. I think everybody should be in the the Army or the Navy or whatever it is, if there's peace, if there's any activity or problems, then it's not good.
Is there any specific story you could tell me?
Any story?
Yeah, about anything.
Does it have to be clean?
So at least some things.
No, there's no real story. It was just a very good experience. But it was peaceful there. In other words, there was no war going on. That the war was just settled prior to that. And I found it to be a good experience.
What was like?
Tough being away from home, but you're with your nice guys and.
So, what was like one of like the best moments and the worst moments of being there? What, like, the worst experience?
The worst experience, of course, is being away from home and your family. But, like anything else, you adjust. I had a good job there in the mailroom, and it wasn't bad. It was a decent 2 years. If I had another spot to be in, I would, prefer that. But, you make the best of what you have, and as I said before, it was all right. Good bunch of people, good bunch of men.
Are you upset about the outcome?
The outcome of what?
Of the war, that there was no winner or loser, that all your hard work, didn't...
No. I'm always glad that there's peace, that, no lives are being taken. And what the settlement was, it was fine. They were in their area, we were in our area, and everything was very peaceful.
What was the scariest moment?
The scariest moment?
Yeah.
There were none, really. There's nothing I can really think of. There was no action as far as gunfire or anything else like that. It was just a peaceful 2 years. And of course, being away from home is the most difficult. But as I said before, you adjust to other people and where they come from, and you learn about their surroundings.
How old were you?
Excuse me?
How old were you?
How old was I? 21, 20, 21.
Were you dating Vivian at the time?
No. I was happy then.
Is there anything you would have changed about going, about joining the Army, the way you acted?
No, there was an incident where this girl and I, we met through corresponding in the mail, and she sent me some stuff, usually you send cookies and things like that, but she sent me a
you salami?
Salami, yes, yes.
What could you say was, like, the funniest story? Like, anything with your friends or something that, like, you, like, will remember forever?
You know that when I got there, we had sort of a football game between the troops there. And, of course, it was warm, so we had our shirts off. And during the course of the game, you know, guys would be cursing or something like that if there was a play against us. And then we put on our shirts, and we found out that one of the guys on the team was a chaplain. So we were sort of embarrassed for the language we used. But that was a funny experience. We had no idea until we put a shirt on. What else?
Is there anything that, like, you'd like to say to people currently in the army about war, about anything related to that?
Yeah, try to avoid it if you can.
So you don't recommend
the
going?
The surroundings there, you know, where what happened is, you know, like the Korean people would come and take the empty the toilets to use for fertilizer for the rice paddies. I mean, it sounds disgusting, but it's the truth. And, you know, it was a backwards country. And, but like anything else, you make the best of it.
Did you get sick?
Did I get sick there? No.
Is there, would you, like, recommend war to anyone? If, like, someone in your family said they wanted to join the military, would you stop them? And, like,
during war?
During war, just joining the army in general, would you stop them?
No, I think being in the army is a very good experience. I mean, you're disciplined, you're trained, you're, get to know a lot of people from different areas. And like anything else, you know, you adjust to it. I mean, it was only for 2 years. And I happened to be in Korea, where some of the other friends of mine went to Japan, which I would have preferred, but, you know, that was life.
Do you think that it really shaped you as an individual? Like, did it have a really big impact on your life?
Yes and no. I got to see where other people live that are not as nice as we do. And, you know, the condition they live in. Where in Korea, of course, we changed the culture because the women used to work, and it's the truth of rice paddies and things like that. But then when the American troops came, prostitution became a big thing there, and the men worked the rice paddies, and the men, and of course, the men were annoyed at what their wives and girlfriends were doing. But this is the way they were making some income. It was a good experience to see how people live in another country, but you know, it was peaceful at that time, so it wasn't that bad. And what else? That's it. Fire away.
Do you think that your experience had a negative impact on you?
No.
Would you do it again? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't pick that area to do it again. No, no.
So,
but as I said before, you know, wherever you send you, you know, you work it out. There's two ways you can take it, you know, if you're disappointed, but, you know.
If you didn't join the military or if you didn't work there, what would your other job be? What would your dream job be?
I want to get this. I actually volunteered because I want to get my 2 years over with, rather than wait till I be drafted and things like that. So this way I served my 2 years and I was finished.
What'd you do after it?
What'd I do afterwards?
Yeah, like what was your job?
That was a good question. You think I remember what I did? Yeah. Right now I don't remember what I did.
You don't remember what you did?
Excuse me?
You don't remember what you did?
No, no, not really. When I got out of there, I floundered around for a while, and then I got the job on Wall Street.
Was there any advice that you'd give to, like, your younger self, like, to your 20-year-old self, saying...
Is there any advice I would give to...
Your younger self.
I don't hear you.
Is there any advice you'd give to your younger self?
No, I'm not disappointed in my choices. I mean, I think education would have been better, which I did not really advance, you know. But I'm happy with what I accomplished. I guess if you're calling me, then I must have done something right.
What will, like, you want your, like, great-great-great-grandchildren to, like, know about you?
Well, I was a good person. In other words, honest, caring, that way with my family and friends. And a good citizen, you know.
If you lived in the time that we live now and you didn't have to serve 2 years in war, do you think you still do it?
I think it's good training. I think it's good for most men, of course, you know, boys, whatever it is. When you're at the age you go in, it can't hurt. You get discipline. As I said before, you get to meet nice people. And like anything else, you hang out with who you want to hang out with. You don't really have a choice of where you might be sent. But I think the service is very good. It teaches you discipline and, you know. And I'll tell you the truth, for 2 years, you don't think because everything you're told what to do, well, you know, 24 hours.
Do you think that when you were in the military that you were kind of disconnected from, like, the real world or, like, America since you were in Korea?
Yeah, but you're in other areas and you're learning about other people's culture. How I got to where? How I got to Korea? Yeah, we took a boat to Korea, and actually what happened was we went to Seattle, Washington, where we were processed, and we were told what our next destination would be, and as you walk through, they stamped on your card like a J or a K. J was Japan, K was Korea, and all my friends went to J, and I went to K. So I ended up in Korea, and they ended up in Japan, which I would have preferred to be. But as I said before, you make the best of wherever you are, and, you know, Japan was, we went to Japan during, we got a break of a week's vacation from our, where we were, and we chose Japan, so we went to Japan. Of course, it was a lot better. But as I said before, it was a country that was, their habits were not really updated.
Did you?
The weather wasn't very pleasant in the winter. And, you know, it was a good experience.
What was the most interesting thing about their culture, things that they do, like, day to day?
Not very much at that time. You know, the way they lived was not really pleasant. The huts that they lived in, if there was a fire, there was difficulty with, you know, they had no system, fire hydrants and things like that. So you had to do with water trucks and everything like that. And the water trucks had the authority to just shoot by, and the people were walking in the street and they hit them with a truck or something like that. That was tough luck, because any fire there could have spread. But the people lived horribly, really. I mean, you know, it wasn't luxury housing, we'll put it that way. And the roads weren't really great, things like that. But as I said before, you know, wherever you sent it, you make the best of it.
Are there any final things that you want to say?
Is there anything I want to say?
Like, any final...
The only thing I could say is that, you know, wherever you go, you try to make the best of your surroundings. And you may not be happy with your choice or where they sent you, but, you know, this is life. Sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're not lucky, but it really wasn't that bad.
Okay, well, thank you.
No more questions?
No.
And I didn't hear you say, I'm glad you're home. Huh? Do I have a friend up there? Oh, well, yeah. Oh, my wife is on these tells that you have a friend up there. Yeah, this guy, Bert Polestock, is a friend of mine. But for the most part, I haven't really kept in touch with any of the people I were in service with, which was a mistake on my part. And of course, you come back home to, you know, check with your old buddies and everything else like that. But I can say that the experience, I think, was pretty good. You know, it was enjoyable being away from home for that little time. And, you know, it wasn't the best selection of an area where I would want to be. But as I said before, I was with a good bunch of guys. And, you know, we hung out. And it was... It's all right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I have
to... Is there anything else you want to know?
No, I think that's it.
All right. What is this for, by the way?
Social studies class.
Excuse me?
Social studies class.
Oh, okay. And you can play it up any way you want, you know what I mean? But what I told you was the truth, that it was a good experience, it really was. And as I said before, it would have been my first choice if I had a place to go. But the Army unfortunately selected my area. And we went there by ship. And when we did get there, we weren't exactly welcome because... American troops have the way of not being accepted the way we conduct ourselves. I'm not one of them. But for the most part, you know, they're sort of wild and everything else like that. And they really don't have the respect for other countries and things like that. But for the most part, as I said before, I thought it was a decent experience. And it would have been my first choice, but it worked out pretty good. And it was actually 18 months. And then I came home again, and from there I was discharged.
Okay.
So what else? You want to see my Congressional Medal of Honor?
You have a Medal of Honor?
No. That's what I did. No, no, no.
So how...
I actually had a good job there. I worked in the mailroom. And so with a cozy job.
So how were, like, the experiences on the boat? Like, how long was the boat ride?
I don't recall how long the boat ride was, but it was very pleasant because you sat on the deck with other people from different areas of the United States and different states and learned about their home life and things like that, and found out a lot about people. And the only thing, it was a little bit at the beginning of being seasick. And, again, would I do it again? No, not in that area. But I thought it was a very good experience.
Okay, well.
I thought I benefited from it, to learn how other people live. And, I'm sure that now, like to go back and see what it looks like now, but I've gone.
So, I am out of questions for you.
You're out of questions for me?
Yeah.
Listen, if it's boring, that doesn't fit what you want, then, you know, get somebody else, or I'll send, you know, I'll give you another number to call.
You had great information.
I don't know how great it was, but as I said before, I made the best of it, and it wouldn't have been my first choice.